You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
And we are joined in studio today by John Jones, the president and CEO of LifeQuest USA, along with a student member of LifeQuest. Hey, Leah, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Hello. Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. John, we had a time the last time, and hours go by in 15 minutes for us.
They do.
And I'm so glad you made yourself available to come back and talk, and you've brought, hey, Leah in. I'm going to have you introduce her in just a minute. And because she's experienced a lot of what's going on with the ministry.
Yes, she has.
So let's start with, we've talked a lot about positive outcomes for kids. You've stated many times that all children are at risk. Tell us about LifeQuest USA and how you build these mentoring relationships.
Sure. We're a ministry that's dedicated to reaching incarcerated and at-risk youth. And the majority of our work for years and years was in the juvenile justice system. But not all that long ago, we had started talking about how do we reach young people before they get here, before they're locked up. And we'd been dreaming, and Chris Youngblood, who at the time was our board chair, called one day so excited and was like, I sat straight up in bed last night and very clearly saw 4:13. Well, we all know Philippians 4:13, right? Mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And we spent months and months and months, worked through Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, putting together what is now known as the 4:13 journey. And it's a community ministry open to all youth 12 to 18 years old throughout New Mexico. And it's been unbelievable. It's been wonderful. It's 12 classroom settings teaching biblical life principles. We talk about faith and compassion and integrity and love and forgiveness and all of these things. But then every other week, we go on an outdoor adventure. We go hiking. We go rock climbing. We go rappelling. We have an animal adventure. We have a music adventure. We're trying to find ways for kids to connect with things, positive things in their lives. And out of 4:13, we've now done three sessions, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. We do one each spring and one each fall. And, but out of that now, it's like, okay, now what? These young people have come through this. What are we going to do now? So just last month, we launched what we called the 4:14, the continuing journey. And everybody knows Philippians 4:13, but very few know 4:14. Paul's writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, but it was kind of you to share in my troubles. Well, isn't that what we're supposed to do with each other, is share in each other's troubles and share in each other's victories? And so we launched 4:14 last month. We've had about 30% of the young people that have been through 4:13 participating, which I'm excited about. And that will continue. And the thing I'm so excited about is some of these young people, I mean, because the majority of the youth we're working with are in that 12 to 15-year-old age range, to get a walk with these young men and young women for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years and be there to share in their troubles, be there with them, walking beside them, teaching them.
You also get to share in their victories.
We do, very much so. Mm. Oh, and that's the best part. So, no, that we're managing to stay busy. We're back in the juvenile facilities again after the pandemic and the shutdowns. 413's going strong. We have our next session starting at the end of August. 414 is going really well. So we're excited about where the ministry is at LifeQuest right now.
John, our audience, when you say we, you want to include a lot of them because you need them to come alongside you and help you with being mentors, men and women.
Absolutely. Everything we do programming-wise, whether it's in the facility where we're doing Bible studies, character development classes, GED tutoring, or on the outside, whether it's 413 journey or now 414, our hope is that there's going to be a mentoring relationship built, a one-on-one. I certainly believe biblically, historically, the most effective life changes that happen are in life-on-life ministry. I've had the same mentor in my life for over 20 years, and I can promise you I never would have been able to do what I've done the past 20 years if it wasn't for him. I mean, he gets a call at least once every couple months with me crying, saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
John, I remember, I believe it was at the end of February, you had been on the show. A young lady calls me, a young woman, and she says, I really love hiking and the outdoors, and my interest was piqued because the 413 journey includes taking kids outdoors and doing some fun things. And I said, well, I'm going to have you call John Jones. And then you continued with the story that she was a little nervous about, you know, talking to kids and things. Continue that for us, if you would.
Yes, she's now a volunteer with 413, and she's gone hiking and gone to the Grand Canyon with us. And the funniest part of the story, she's like, oh, I'm a person that stays in the back. I just like to serve and take care of things. And here she is last session up front teaching one of the lessons. So, you know, God's got surprises for us all when we're willing to come serve.
Introduce us to the young woman sitting to your right, Halea.
Absolutely. This is, Halea was in our first 413 class, which
was.
And that was what, March of last year?
The end of March through May.
Yeah, and she's a rock star. I don't know any other way to put it. She's an awesome young lady. She encourages me every bit as much as I encourage her, and she's now a part of 414. She went to the Grand Canyon with us on the Grand Canyon hike last April.
That sounds right, yeah.
I think April. But unfortunately, she got ill. She couldn't hike. But I got to hang out all morning with her because, Jim, it's obvious I don't hike. I'm the Sherpa. I help transport people, get stuff moved around. But we got to hang out and have breakfast together that morning and just get to know each other even better. And just an outstanding young lady. And not just with us in 413, but she's also taken a stand in her school and just been turning into the young woman God's created her to be.
I love that. Hey, Leah, you're a high school student. Tell us how the people with LifeQuest have encouraged you.
So I am in high school, and they've definitely encouraged me in every step of the way through me trying to encourage kids at school to get into the faith, and as well as, you know, encourage me to follow my dreams and just come up alongside other people and help them like I've been helped.
John brought this up before we got on the air today. Is it difficult to be a Christian woman on a high school campus?
It definitely is. You know, it poses a lot of challenges with, unfortunately, being left out, being lonely, just because so many teenagers out there today just are not in the faith, don't have a relationship with God. Some even have this hatred towards God at such an early age, and it's really sad.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you maybe the opposite of what you just said. Is there any fun in what you're doing with LifeQuest?
Oh, there definitely is. Between the adventures, the people, the staff, all of the volunteers, all of the kids, it's been so much fun, such a life-changing experience.
And I think in addition to it encouraging you, John's already said you've done a lot to encourage him. How's that work, John?
Well, I'll just share one example. Haley and I had sat down and talked I'd had a bite to eat together and just about some different life things, different things that were going on. And like 3 or 4 days later, I get a text in the morning with a picture of the devotional we gave the young people. And it's exactly on point what we had talked about. So talk about being encouraged. I'm like, isn't God awesome? He wrote this. This devotional was written years ago. But I believe that particular morning, that day, it was written with Haley in mind. I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe. So when I see things like that, when I hear things like that, it's like, God, you are so cool. You are so awesome. And, you know, and that's something we get to share now. It's that shared God experience. And there's nothing better than shared God experiences.
Hey, Leah, I've just met you, but I get the sense that you have a lot of empathy and a lot of feeling for your fellow students and people that you know. Is that difficult? Because it sounds like you feel their pain.
I do sometimes. And, you know, in a way, it's really encouraging because when you get that joy from somebody else, you know, you experience that too. But it also goes the opposite. You know, if somebody's sad or lonely or in a fear state, you know, you feel that too. Mm. Trying to, in a way, understand what they're feeling, you feel it too.
You used the word there's some hate on campus, maybe even towards Christianity. You've just used the word fear. Is that characterizing some of the things that you see with students your age?
I definitely think it is. I think a lot of what's going on in high schools just with youth these days is a lot of fear. Unfortunately, that fear starts out and then it kind of shapes into hate over time, but I think that that's definitely something that I've seen.
Students that you've met maybe with LifeQuest, mentors, people like John Jones. John has been very candid on this program about sharing about addiction, sharing about being incarcerated. So I'm going to ask you about your vision and what you want to do with your life from this point forward.
Well, personally, I have always had the dream to work with animals. And, you know, I love being around dogs, and if I could become a dog trainer and use that to minister to other people and to help other people, that would really, like, make me so happy.
Well, I immediately have to get 2 dogs that I live with over to you because they won't do anything I say.
No.
It's interesting. They're both kind of older dogs, and they're, you know, the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, seems to be relevant. But I think it's like anything. I've had a lot of animals, and I have 5 children. And I remember observing people with animals. And, you know, animals are just like children.
They really are.
And you got to spend as much time with the animals. There's no leaving them in the backyard for 3 days and don't say hi to them. You got to love on them and care about them, and that's always been a concern. But I will tell you this, Haley, and this, I don't want this to be negative, but if the parents in this world were all doing what I think God wants them to do, there would be no LifeQuest USA. There would be no need for it. And mm-hmm. So that's why I so admire like what John's doing in other ministries, because they're coming alongside young people and they're saying, look, God does value you, and you can become that dog trainer, and you can impact lives for the kingdom.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't think when I was with Youth for Christ, one of the things we used to challenge young people is, look, when Jesus said, go forth and make disciples, that wasn't just for your mom and dad or a missionary somewhere. That's for you. That's every bit as much for you as it is for that guy that's serving in India or China or wherever they might be. And your school is your mission field. But I think that, boy, as I get older, Jim, the message gets simpler and simpler. God loves you so much. You can't even begin to touch the edges of how much God loves you. And that message, when I hear Haley talk about young people hating God, mm-hmm. It's because they've been hurt. It's because something's happened in their lives that's hurt them, that's wounded them. But who better understands being wounded than Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Because of love. And so to be able to go to the one who loves you the most, who wants the best for you. We just had this discussion at 4:14. We asked the young people the question, why do you think God says don't do something? If he tells you not to do something, it's because he loves you, because he knows that's going to hurt you, because that's not going to be good for you. But so many of the young people are just like I was. I thought God was the great joy killer in the sky who didn't want me to have any fun. But I can say with much certainty today that God's ways of doing things were so much better than mine.
Yeah. So. Well, one of my favorite quotes from you is, I have it on my sheet here and I'm looking for it really quickly. You said, it was about your best thinking got you here.
Absolutely.
Your best thinking got you here. How's that working out for you?
Exactly. That's what my mentor said to me. How's life working for you, John? So I didn't know much, but I did know that something needed to change. And I unfortunately am incredibly hard-headed and stubborn and had to go to some pretty dark places. Again, just had this conversation with someone a couple of days ago, said, I'm sorry, but you can't help them right now. You can't change them. All you can do is pray for them and ask God to keep them alive until they reach that point that they're willing to change. Because that willingness, I can't give that to somebody. I can't make somebody want to change, but I can be there when they're ready to turn. Jesus' first words after he's baptized, repent. Mm-hmm. That's a good church word we use, but all it means is turn and go the other direction. Mm-hmm. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I can't make anyone want to repent. They have to make that decision on their own. They have to want to go the other direction. But what if they make that decision and nobody's there for them? What if they make that decision and no one's there to help them find that new path? That's what we're called to do. That's who we are.
When you're talking to our listeners, though, who do you want? You want all of our perfect listeners that have lived a perfect life?
We would be missing. There would be no staff at LifeQuest. There would be no board. There would be no volunteers. This is what I find amazing about how God works. I was told a very long time ago by my first mentor, John, God will use everything from your past, your ugliest stuff, your most painful stuff, to serve him and serve others if you'll give it to him, if you'll give it to him to use. Now, part of the problem is you can't use that if you're not free from your past. So you've got to get free from it. We've actually been given some ways to do that. But that's probably an hour-long discussion, another show. But anyway, I have found it's amazing how many times I've sat down with somebody and they'll say, you don't understand, you just don't get it. And I'll say, well, try me, tell me. So they'll tell me a portion of their story and I'll say, let me tell you a story. How close it parallels that God will put people in front of you that you can share a part of your story and talk to them about where you've been and how come you're not there anymore. Mm. So how God works is awesome, but if you want to come serve at LifeQuest, we got a place to serve for you. We promise you that. And you will never find anything more rewarding than to get to work with young ladies like Halea and others.
LifeQuestUSA.org is the website. John, you're president and CEO of a big ministry. I mean, you're covering the whole state of New Mexico. And you're working with a lot of different kids. If you had 50 more volunteers, how much more could you do?
Well, we could maybe instead of doing one or two 4:13 classes, maybe we could do four or five. Hmm. Maybe I could have two or three volunteers in every unit at the juvenile facilities doing Bible study, doing mentoring, doing character development. Our need is great right now because it's We start our next 413 journey the end of August. 414's going strong. We're back in the juvenile facilities, and we lost a lot of volunteers during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And wonderful people, love them to death. If any of you are listening, we'd love to have you come back. Yeah, we definitely need volunteers in the facilities right now also. And look, if you feel a tug on your heart, that's God telling you that it's, you know, come talk to us at least. Let's find out if this is a good fit for you or not.
Sure, sure. When we come back, we're going to talk with Haley a little bit more about her experience in high school with other students and her walk with the Lord. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
For over 50 years, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has helped hundreds of children move from situations of abuse and neglect to a life full of hope. Sponsors like Altered State, a women's clothing boutique, help to make that possible by featuring ACCH in their Mission Monday campaign this quarter. Each Monday through July 11th, Altered State and ABQ Uptown will donate 10% of their net proceeds to Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. For details, call 505-898-5520.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
Everyone wants to be recognized and appreciated for their accomplishments. And certainly God, above all others, deserves credit for His works. When the Creator decided to bless our lives and our world with anything that's beautiful or pleasurable or prosperous, then we as His creatures should always take time to humbly praise Him for being the gracious giver of all those good things. Psalm 102, 1 and 2 says, "Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, and tell of all of His wonderful acts." Let's embrace that directive and open our eyes today to God's works and boldly give Him praise and credit for the good things that He does.
That's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point. Listen each weekday to Pastor Mike's half-hour teaching program heard on this station. And learn more about Focal Point when you go online to focalpointradio.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are talking about at-risk and incarcerated youth in the Ministry of LifeQuest USA. John Jones, the president of the ministry, is in studio with me, along with Hey Leah, one of the student members of the organization. Hey Leah, high school student, you've already kind of described there's a little bit of loneliness associated mm-hmm. with being a Christian student.
Yeah.
But you're being encouraged by you being involved with LifeQuest, and you're also kind of expanding. You told me that you were already part of starting a club at your high school.
Yes. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, high school can be hard sometimes, and having a club, you know, a Christian-based or faith-based club at the school is definitely helpful. And I could tell you that LifeQuest and, you know, the 413 journey has really brought me a long ways in helping me in that journey, because before doing that, I mean, I had a little bit of faith, I had a little bit of understanding for God, but it wasn't until I actually got into the program, I had those people come up alongside with me and mentor me, that I actually began to gain an understanding for God that I can, you know, therefore go to school and use in this new club.
Yeah, I like that. I know that you went to the Grand Canyon as kind of one of the big activities. And by the way, the 413 journey is not all easy.
Not at all.
I mean, it's a big challenge.
Yes.
You're doing other physical things with 413, right? What are some of the other activities that you do?
So in the past, we've done rock climbing, we've done rappelling, we've done horseback riding, hiking, and then the Grand Canyon, the capstone.
Yeah, and I want our listeners to hear that because, again, John, this is a 501c3. You're not getting government funding. You work off of generosity of people like our listeners and various churches that are in support of you, businesses. You already mentioned Chris Youngblood's business has been a supporter, and he's been on your board for a while. So those are just some examples of people that are underwriting the opportunities for these young people.
Absolutely, and it's important for people to understand there is no cost associated with being a part of 413 Journey or 414. We don't want to miss one single youth that might want to be a part of it, but because they can't financially, that they wouldn't be. So, you know, through generous sponsors and supporters and donors, every young person that goes through the program is no cost.
Yeah.
No cost. So if there's a parent listening and you're like, oh man, that sounds great, I'd love to get my youth involved, but I probably can't afford it, don't worry about it. It's covered. So, I just think that's a huge deal because, and I very much believe this, every young person we talk to, at least from a spiritual standpoint, every person that gives a dollar to us, every person, whether it's a dollar or $100 or $10,000, when we're sitting talking with a young person, it's as if they're right there with us because they're every bit as much a part of that as I am or one of my staff or volunteers. So, you know, you always hear it said you can't outgive God, and that's very true. God has been so faithful to this organization in providing for these young people to be able to do the things we do. And that's just going to keep expanding. We're sure of that.
Yeah. Hey, Lee, are the activities you do with LifeQuest things that you would want to take other students, your friends, to? I think you even mentioned your brother might be getting involved.
He is, and I definitely would love to have other students come in, you know, kids from school, my family, my brother, my cousins, and just all of us to come together and share that moment.
Yeah, and it is fun. Not that this matters, but, you know, you talk about 413 and your kind of build to the Grand Canyon hike. You already mentioned that, hey, Leah fell ill before the hike and wasn't able to do that, but you're still going to do it, right?
Yes.
So I want you to smoke Chris Youngblood. So you hearing me, Chris? I want this young lady to get after you on that trail. I don't know why I feel compelled to pick on Chris. It's just because I can't keep up with him. That guy is in some phenomenal shape. But he's passionate about the outdoors and doing fun things like that. And he's taken hey, Leah along and you too, John. And that's what's exciting because I think a lot of us have never experienced anything like that.
Yeah.
It's the shared passion. I don't know. You know, Chris says unequivocally it's the Grand Canyon's his favorite place on earth and it's where he feels most connected to his faith. Mm. And I love that line because I don't know. How, even if you do nothing except sit on a bench at the edge of the Grand Canyon and look out over it, I don't know how you can't just be in awe of God's creation, of going, man, God, you did great work here. This is so cool.
John, you said this on our show. On our best day, on our worst day, and in our in-between days, we all need somebody that loves us, that's there for us, and that's walking with us. So here's my question. Volunteering with LifeQuest USA doesn't change a young person's life, doesn't just change a young person's life. How does it change the mentor's life?
Oh, I think in, just like I said, I learn as much and am encouraged as much from Hey, Leah as Hey, Leah is for me, and probably more so because, Jim, you know this because you're old like me. Again, you can't outgive God, and I learn every day from a young person I talk to and who's teaching me about, look, some things in life are consistent, but they just take different shapes and forms. I mean, but I will tell you this, and I mean this with every fiber of my being. I can sit and say, oh, it was hard to be a teenager when I was a teenager, but I don't think it's anything like being a teenager today. And I think a huge reason for that is social media, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where you are constantly bombarded by the world. You might be being bullied online. Hear that from a lot of young people. Your status, your appearance, it's 24/7. at least you could get away from it for a while when I was in school. You can't, it's there always now. And I think
handheld devices have become very invasive.
And that's why I think when I say I believe every New Mexico youth is at risk, I believe that's true. I believe the best of the kids. I would even say, hey, Leah, who I think's a superstar and have such admiration for, does that make her any less at risk from turning left at some point and going down a different path? And this is where, again, I think those mentoring relationships, I think she's 100 times less likely to do that if she has people walking with her.
And she does.
Definitely do. I mean, 413 has really given me that option that in other areas, unfortunately, it's just not found.
A lot of people that haven't really read the Bible, they've heard about characters in the Bible like Paul the Apostle.
Yeah.
They've heard about a guy named Timothy. Mm-hmm. What they may not realize is that Timothy was sent to a city called Ephesus to be a pastor, and he was very young.
Yeah.
I mean, some people speculate that he wasn't even 20 years old. As you say, people are walking with you. I get the feeling, hey, Leah, that you're going to be walking alongside a lot of people with dogs,
yeah,
and maybe some cats, right?
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to.
Well, but, you know, walking beside somebody is not giving up your life for them, but giving your life for them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you ready for that commitment?
Quite honestly, I think I've always been ready. I think there's a part of me that has always wanted to be there for people, to walk alongside people no matter what goes into it, no matter what's required for that person or that situation.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beauties. I know when I started mentoring people, trying to help them get into recovery, how often I called my mentor and said, hey, I've got a situation I don't know what to do with. Have you ever dealt with this? And he'd share his experience, and then I would share that with the person I was working with. So none of us have this all figured out. That's why when I say I learned from Haley and I learned from other kids, I want to know what's going on in the schools. I want to know what's going on with young people today, because I can say all day long I understand, but I don't understand nearly like they understand. So they're our greatest resource, and the Haleys of the world – This is our future leadership. These are the people we're going to be looking to guide us, the country, the church, et cetera, et cetera. So we better get serious about this.
I'm going to reveal one of my many character flaws right now. But unlike our politicians, John Jones, you are listening to people and you are making changes to take better care of the people. So how has LifeQuest USA changed its approach? I'm sorry I had to make a political statement asking the question.
Listen, I get it. Again, we're never going to give up on the kids sitting locked up somewhere. We're just not. We believe, I believe Jesus said, whatever you do unto the least of these. And you hear some of the kids' stories we work with, and trust me when I tell you, when I say these kids never stood a chance. Mm.
But you've seen really positive outcomes.
We have. We've seen life changes. We've seen young people turn their lives around. And what's the message? The message isn't any different than with Haley. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. This is not your plan, okay? This is not God's plan for your life. He doesn't want you spending the rest of your life in prison behind bars. He wants you free, not just free from being locked up. In fact, I shared this when we just did our Ready for Life seminars at YDDC and John Paul Taylor. They're 3-day seminars. Dr. Scott Larson flies in from Straight Ahead Ministries in Boston. And the seminars are fabulous. They're just what they say they are. They're ready for life. But the fact is that if nothing changes, nothing changes. And that what these young people have been through, what they're going through, and they're either going to use this time. I was told years ago, John, you're either going to serve your time or you're going to let your time serve you. And that's what we're trying to help these young men and women with, is let your time serve you. Become something different. Become someone different. But I say this all the time. Most of the youth we work with, no amount of counseling, no amount of programming, no amount of therapy. I'm not saying any of those things are bad, but they need a heart change. And we know how you get a heart change, right? That
Yes.
comes through Jesus, putting a new heart within us, becoming a new creation in Christ. And so, but that's not saying anything bad about these kids that are in there. That's what I needed. That's what you needed. That's what Haley did. We all need that.
Yes.
So that's, I guess the way our ministry inside is, we're, again, it comes back to always the same thing. Programming we do is to build relationships. 413 is just another thing we do to build relationships. 414 is ongoing and continuing relationships. And Jim, I think I've talked about this every time I've been on your show.
You build relationships in the Grand Canyon until you fall into the Colorado River. No, I'm just teasing.
Nope, I want to be consistent. I think I've shared this every time I've been on your show. When they asked Jesus what the greatest commandment was, he said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second closely following the first, love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. How can we not figure out this is about relationship, mm-hmm. relationship with God? And through my relationship with God, I'm capable then of having relationship with others. So that's what you're always going to hear from us. That's what we're always going to talk about. And again, I hope my relationship with Halea, you know, I hope we're talking when I'm in a nursing home somewhere in 20 years that Halea's calling to check in on me and telling me about the great things happening in her life.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you both about sharing what you just shared with somebody that may have never experienced love ever.
Hmm.
Because me, I experienced love my whole life. My parents just loved me and took care of me and did everything for me, and I'm so eternally grateful. But I know that's not the shared experience for everybody. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect. In 1972, Jerry and Annette Jackson founded Faith Comes by Hearing, then known as Hosanna. Thanks to their commitment to the Word of God, Faith Comes by Hearing is now a leader in audio Bible production and engagement. They've partnered with others in an effort to provide God's Word to everyone. Here's Senior Vice President Morgan Jackson.
There's a vision we call Vision 2033. All the Bible translators have come together to say we can translate Scripture into every language of the world by the year 2033. Faith Comes by Hearing has made the commitment that we would record Scripture in every language by the year 2033.
Through Faith Comes by Hearing's listening programs, hundreds of millions of people around the world have encountered God's truth in their heart language. Today, Faith Comes by Hearing provides God's audible word in 1,657 languages and are pressing on to ensure that every translated language has Scripture by 2033. Find out more at faithcomesbyhearing.com.
Guinness World Records has again confirmed that the Bible is the best-selling book of all time. Research puts the number at up to 7 billion, and portions of Scripture have been translated into nearly 3,500 different languages. But there's a big difference between having access to God's Word and allowing it to change your life. Listen to this about practical Bible study from Skip Heitzig.
Observation must lead to interpretation, which must lead to application. As somebody once put it, if you want the meat, it's in the street. It's where you take the Bible truths and you put shoe leather on them. It's where the rubber meets the road. You do what Jesus said.
We want to increase the effectiveness of your personal Bible study with Skip Heitzig's book, How to Study the Bible and Enjoy It. This practical guide is our way of thanking you when you give $25 or more to help keep this Bible teaching ministry on the air. Get your copy today and take the mystery out of studying Scripture. Call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
I'm in studio with Halea. She is a student member of LifeQuest USA, along with John Jones, their president and CEO. Amazing ministry, John, and the things that you're doing, developing, mentoring relationships and things. I want to spend a minute just to talk about the type of people that would be great mentors. What about a retired couple or an individual that has raised children? Children are out of the house. Would they be good mentors?
They'd be awesome. I mean, they've got great wisdom, great experience to bring to the table. Perfect.
But perfect. Like me, I'm 65. Mm-hmm. Could I work well with a young person? Or are they looking to have relationships with younger people as mentors?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's Jim, you'd be perfect. So if you feel God tugging on your heart, I'll tell you where you can get the application.
Yeah, and tell our listeners now where they can apply. And
you can just simply go to lifequestusa.org. You can click on the little volunteer button and fill out a volunteer application, and we'll set up a time to get together, have a cup of coffee, and sit and talk about what it looks like.
I love it. So let's talk about a few more people. How about a single woman that happens to love the outdoors? Maybe even, I know a lot of people that are hikers. They're not loners, but they love that solitude. You mentioned Chris Youngblood has a time with the Lord when he's in the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. Would that kind of person be a good mentor?
They'd be awesome. We can always use someone, because some of us don't hike. So we can always use more people that love the outdoors. We love the outdoors too. We think we know a lot of people connect with God through His creation. Mm-hmm. So no, they'd be perfect.
What about somebody that may not be an outdoor adventurer, but they're good at administration, they're good at organizing stuff?
They'd be perfect. Notice I haven't found anybody who's not perfect yet. No, we obviously, there's a lot of administration and logistics to doing what we do. I mean, just how do we get kids to the Grand Canyon? How do we organize the adventures? We could definitely find a place for them to serve. And I always recommend, whether it's a board member or even some of our volunteers that are more administrative, come to some of the kids stuff, come to some of the youth stuff, because it's one thing to do everything behind the scenes, but everything changes when you see what we're doing, the youth, meet the youth, because they are what this is about.
Yeah, you said something at the beginning of the program. Hey, Lee has not been on the radio before, so I was doing all this coaching. And then John said, well, why don't we just trust the Lord?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would have been the first thing we should do, right? Sometimes we forget that.
Absolutely.
And we're not listening to His leading. Do you feel led by the Lord, hey, Leah?
I definitely do. I mean, you know, there's sometimes where we all sometimes struggle. We lose our faith, our trust. But no matter what, I think we also have that pulling. We still are called to do something, or God is calling us to be somewhere.
Yeah. Sometimes we have relationships that we call friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But John, you said on the program last time you were here, there are people that will literally love you to death because they will not reflect back to you what they really see. Do you have any of those kinds of friendships, Aaliyah?
I mean, currently not very much, no. But I mean, I've definitely met people out there.
But now, do you have people that are loving you in the sense that they're reflecting, they're loving you to life, not to death, right?
Yes.
Because of what the relationships you have with LifeQuest.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, they are in that relationship with me to love me to life, to death, to be there alongside me and, you know, just have that relationship.
Well, now, if I can share a quick story, the reason Haley and I went and grabbed a bite together was because she had shared something around the campfire when we were at the Grand Canyon, and I heard something in there that hit me because it's who I was very much years and years ago. And so we went, we met, we talked about that, I shared my experience, and I almost always say to whoever I'm working with, you know, humans as good as you're gonna get. You're going to fall short. You're going to make mistakes. Yeah. And then the few days later, the devotional pops up. So again, I didn't ask Haley to get together to bash her or correct her or tell her. I just shared my experience with her. I shared what Scripture says with her. Cause, you know, I tell people all the time, hey, don't get mad at me. God said it, not me. But Haley is very eager. Her ears are very open to hear and to learn, and she's very teachable. And that's not common unfortunately, today. Mm-hmm. But that's what, when someone becomes teachable, who's responsible? Who is responsible to be there to teach them when that time comes? Well, I believe that's me, and that's you, and that's everybody listening to this program today. Whether they're wanting to know about God, whether they're wanting to learn about how a better way to live life, whatever it is our responsibility to do that. And it is now Halea's responsibility to teach others what she's been taught.
And you've said before, and I'll paraphrase, you have to be willing to freely give what you have been given freely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was pounded into me over 25 years ago. But the incredible thing is, it sounds like this incredible sacrifice, blah, blah, blah. Man, I've gotten 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more out of trying to serve others and to give away freely what I've been given than...
You would say that's energizing, not draining.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we get tired. We're human. We're human. We get sad. We get unhappy. We get upset. There's times, you know, I was hearing Alia say, well, sometimes it's kind of hard to trust God and do that. Isn't that the way for all of us? But if we just get honest and talk about it and say, yeah, I get it. I struggle with that too sometimes. I have a hard time trusting God. And hopefully somebody's there to go, but John, remember when God gently was there for you before and drew you back? And, you know, that's the beauty. I was taught years ago, the Lord's Prayer starts with our Father. When Jesus taught us to pray, he said, our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Maybe we're supposed to do this together. Maybe there's a reason that's plural, that we're not, and we live in this individualistic, I'm going to walk through life by myself. I'm tough. I can do it. Man, almost killed me.
Haley, it's not on the list here, but I'm thinking about what John's saying. What would you say to students right now that are isolated?
I would say never give up hope, for one. Absolutely never give up hope. And for two, see if you can find somebody out there, somebody that's willing to walk alongside you, to come with you, to be with you in that time.
Would you invite them to LifeQuest USA?
I definitely would, yes.
What's coming up, John?
Well, we've got our next 413 Journey class starts at the end of August. And again, all you have to do is go to our website, lifequestusa.org. There's a button to click on, a tab, and you can register your son or your daughter for the next 413 Journey. Or if you have questions, feel free to give us a call. We'll be happy to share with you. But 413's coming up, 414's ongoing. October we'll start our Unbanquet again, which is our fall fundraiser. Seems like we just got done with our golf tournament. I love doing the Unbanquet because I've had so many people thank me going, I get invited to so many of these things. Thank you for letting me sit at home, support what you do.
The Unbanquet.
The Unbanquet. You don't have to go get a new dress or a new suit.
Less calories there.
There
too,
definitely right? is. And instead of finding a sitter for your kids, sit at home and love on your kids that night for the Unbanquet. And, you know, support us. Go ahead, drop your check in the mail or go online, support us. But
John, is the easiest thing for people to do individually to maybe set up a monthly donation?
Yeah.
And do you do the same thing for businesses?
Absolutely. And you can do that online also. You can set it up there. Give us a call. We'll be happy to set it up for you.
How about church leaders that are listening? Could they really benefit by being involved with LifeQuest?
I think so. One of the things that I've experienced over 25 years now doing parachurch ministry, once someone volunteers with us, they become a better volunteer in their church. Because again, you find that joy of serving. I don't want to take anyone's church people. Okay. I don't want to take your members, but what if God's tugging on somebody's heart and they're looking for a place to serve? And maybe we're just a place to connect to do that. We're always happy to come in and share. I've been... bless that Pastor Ray's had me come out to Calvary Southwest and actually do the message once or twice.
So. I love it. I love it. John, I wish you the happiest, most joyful vacation. You get to do that the next couple of weeks. Hey, Leah, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.